you got some money, sure gonna need some. Ain't gonna run, oh love, I gotta run, I gotta keep on moving. Never gonna slow down, you can have your funky world. I see you round, cause I gotta ramble.
Rambling man,
you know I need to gamble.
Gambling man,
you know I love to ramble.
That was Bob Ice and a Rambling Gambling Man. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabo Casanova, Remy the Rodeo, and the Italian Dijonek. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one and only Bob Ice. Hey, Bo, how are you today?
Hey, man, doing great today. I can't complain. I'm enjoying the afternoon and just been fooling around, having some fun, joking with the kids at dinner.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Well, we just heard this great song of yours, Rambling Gambling Man. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about, and are there any stories behind this song?
Well, the song Rambling Gambling Man is a part of a bluegrass project called Silver Bullet Bluegrass, and it's by Lonesome Day Records, and they are awesome people. My friend Gary Nichols, who performed also on the song, he has he's also one of the other artists, featured artists on this project, because it's a compilation project, so there's several different artists that are a part of it. Rambling Gambling Man, I was just lucky enough that it made it as the single. And but my friend Gary, he's the one that really suggested me to be a part of it. And so that was enough for me to give it a listen. And, you know, hearing that version and those instrumentation, I really was like blown away, man. So I jumped at the challenge.
And you definitely did a fabulous job of it, for sure. And when it now comes, you know, to a full-blown EP or new album, Bo, are we going to be seeing a successor to New Soul Revival anytime soon?
Well, I do have some things in the works. I've been heading back to Muscle Shoals and doing some works, some singles. Now, a full album, I've got probably a EP coming out, an extended play this year, later on in the year, but I'm going to be releasing a single before that, and that'll be coming up here very soon.
Well, fantastic stuff for sure. And going back to the Rambling Gambling Man song, Bo, when it comes to you, what would you say has been the biggest gamble you have ever taken?
I think the biggest gamble I ever took was probably going on American Idol. You know, that was quite a gamble for me, because I wasn't familiar with that aspect. I came from more of a band aspect, and so that was not a spot that I really felt like I might fit into that little niche. And so it ended up working in my favor. And And so it was a gamble I took that I guess I won.
You most certainly did. And that's a great segue into my next question, because I actually went back to watch, you know, that edition of American Idol from 2005 where you were there. And what would you say are the greatest lessons or takeaways that you have from being on American Idol?
The greatest lessons, I think, are life lessons. And that's going to be just the standard things of, you know, work hard. That's a lot of what Idol was about, is having a good work ethic, being willing to get up and put the time in, practice. So that was, you know, that's probably the thing I would say, is it's an everyday kind of process that we all go through, I guess, is to be more diligent and to be a little bit more, you know, to maneuver things a little bit more down the street a little quicker, you know, but sometimes we lose track of the road. So, but that would be my main thing, is just a discipline and hard work.
And you definitely did a great job on that edition, of course, for sure. And, you know, as I said, rewatching it was amazing. It's like, you know, this was when, you know, America was introduced to Bob Ice in a phenomenal right. way. And, you know, amongst other great things you've achieved, you know, more recently, your song Hope of Alabama was chosen as the anthem for the World Games of 2022. And when it comes to you and sports, if you could be a professional in any sport, which would it be?
If I could be a professional in any sport, I would definitely be a race car driver. I was lucky enough to do the Long Beach Grand Prix, Celebrity Grand Prix Pro-Am back in 2000. And I guess it was 2005 or six. And it was spectacular to get to race and to go out and learn how to race for a couple of weeks. So that was something that was very challenging. It's a lot more challenging than, hey, let's just drive a car. And if I could have any sport to be a part of, I think that would be what I would do again.
Well, fabulous. I mean, it definitely takes quite the dexterity and quite the skill to be a professional race car driver indeed. And, you know, moving on to, of course, you know, me being Italian, we're all about the food, of course. So when it comes to that, do you enjoy cooking or do you prefer ordering out?
Well, I prefer to probably cook, but my wife does a lot of the cooking now. When we got together, it was quite opposite. But now she loves to cook so much. She really does most of the cooking, so I can't take credit for it. So, but I do a lot of great meal choices.
Well, hey, that is still something, I will say. And, you know, as I mentioned before, you've achieved so much throughout your career. And if ever a book were to be published about your life, and of course now, you know, audiobooks are bigger than ever, who would you like right. to narrate a book about your life?
Oh, without a doubt, James Earl Jones. Yeah, man. I mean, you got to have that's like that. That would be probably the coolest, is to have Darth Vader narrate my book for me. You know.
I could totally see that's like, this is Bob Ice, you know, it'd be fantastic. So, I would definitely buy it. So, so that'd be fantastic to have James narrate that for you. And when it comes now to this year of 2024, Bo, you know, we're coming into almost like the fourth month of the year now. So the year is still relatively young. What would you say are the objectives that you've set yourself for this year? And what would you like to see realized by the time 24 is over?
I think my resolution throughout the year 2024 is to get through these new, you know, the new single that I have coming out, and some of this music, and just to continue to tour and have fun. I've always said, if you ever, you know, if I ever quit digging it, I'll quit doing it. And so luckily I've still got that fire in the belly to go out and do what I love to do. And so that would be what I would like to stay resolute in, is just continuing to have that passion as much as I do today, tomorrow, for what I love to do.
Well, we definitely hope that you will continue to have that fire and continue to bring us great music, because, you know, you're definitely an astounding performer and such. So we definitely need you now more than ever. And for those who want to, welcome, for those who want to stay up to date with everything you have going on, you know, be it gigs, new music and what have you, where can we send these folks to?
Well, you can always go to bobice.com and check out things. And I'm on the usual suspects of Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, I've got a TikTok page now that I do and check out. So I'm on all the usual suspects. And that's kind of where I keep people up to date.
Fabulous stuff. Well, folks, you definitely know where to go for more Bobice goodness. And speaking of Bobice goodness, Bo, we are going to be seeing out here with another fabulous song of yours, which will be Born of Hero's Blood. Now, when it comes to this song, any stories behind this one?
Well, Born of Hero's Blood is a special song because Jeff Sobar and Devin Powers wrote this song. And Devin and Jeff played this for me, and I just fell in love with it. It's a very patriotic song, here, obviously, Born of Hero's Blood, but it's not just about our servicemen and women. It's really about all that gave, sacrificed so much for us here and our freedoms and what we love. And so that's what that song's really about. And also it's about more of a reaching out song that, you know, it doesn't really matter what your politics are or where you live or what color you are or where you live in the world. You know, you cut us and we all bleed red, man. You know, we're all one big family on earth. And I think that's what this song encompasses more than anything is that, you know, that's what it's meant to say.
And that's a beautiful sentiment to see us out. Well, we're going into this great one. This will be Bobice and Born of Hero's Blood. Bo, I want to once again thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a joy, and I hope to see you again soon.
Same here. Well, my people, you heard it from Bobice. Be sure to, of course, stay up to date with everything he has going on, because believe you me, he's got a lot of great stuff going on. Here's another awesome song of his. This will be Born of Hero's Blood. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
We are the fortunate ones living in this land of liberty. Let's remind our daughters and our sons, the freedom isn't free. This land was born of heroes, but remember them and the hell they struggled in. Over miles and mud and years for the country that they love. We're all born of hero's blood. On the shoulders of giants, we stand tall. The dream of America, some gave all, some gave all.
traveled in over miles of mud and years for the country that we love. Red, white, and blue, unfurled on hills above. Yeah. If you're living in the USA, wherever you come from, souls gave their lives of tears, their sweat and love. So red, white and blue could unfurl on hills above. This land was born of heroes' blood. Remember them and the hell they struggled in. This land was born. We're all born.